Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Michael Callahan, the new president of CTS Flooring. Michael, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
You just recently been named president of CTS Flooring, but you've got a long history in the business. Let's set the stage here a little bit. CTS Flooring is a division of R.D. Weiss, so you're a commercial contractor. I believe you guys focus on multiple location national account business. We'll get into that in just a minute. You've been in the business for a long time. You're one of those that came up through the Milliken executive program, where I think you spent 25 years there, and you actually went through their leadership program, didn't you?
That is correct. Yeah, so I was with Milliken for 25 years. I was very blessed to have a great career, had a myriad of different roles, primarily focusing on startups or what I call fix-ups, with an emphasis on sales and marketing and some product development.
Okay, and then you spent just a short period of time with Jiper Living, which is mostly a rug company, and then just, what, about a month ago came on with CTS?
That is correct.
All right, tell us a little bit about CTS and who they are.
Well, traditionally, CTS has been a national service provider, primarily focusing on installation, sometimes product specifications, but today we are really becoming a project management logistics company, which is a little bit different angle that we have been taking. In January of 16, R.D. Weiss Companies acquired CTS, and part of that was to increase their portfolio, primarily focusing on services. So in the short term, we are really the service arm of CTS companies, focusing on multi-location companies, not just retail space.
Okay, and I should back up one more little stage setting I should do. R.D. Weiss, owned by Randy Weiss, who very active in the StarNet organization. He was chairman of StarNet for a while. So he bought CTS, and now you're kind of changing what it is?
To some degree. One of the things that is unique about R.D. Weiss Companies is their portfolio. Mm-hmm. They have a wide variety of products and services, primarily on the maintenance side of things, both soft, fork, covering, and hard surfaces. What CTS brings to the table is the project management logistics piece to that, mm-hmm. and that's really what we are going to be focusing on.
Okay. And your service area is nationwide, right?
That is correct. We actually, CTS, are celebrating our 60th year of business this year, 2018. And it has been always focused on multi-location customers.
All right. So one more last question just about this decision to join with Randy is, what attracted you to this organization?
Well, I've known Randy my entire career. His company actually started the same year I joined Milliken. Mm-hmm. You had mentioned the executive program. Randy went through parts of those as well. So I've known Randy for a number of years. Highly admire him and his leadership within the industry. But I also was very intrigued by his business model. He seems to go to market a little bit different than some of his, what most would call competitors. I do not necessarily think so, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, you know, I interviewed him, I think, on his 25th anniversary, and we talked a little bit about that. He, you know, he's a little bit different than the standard product and installation model. He has more business on the service side than he does on the product and sales side, right?
That's correct. It through my career within the commercial side of the industry, I've always wondered why the traditional dealer has spent most of their time on selling product rather than service. And what Randy has been able to do through time is continue to focus on the needs of the customers through offering them service options. Of course, they have products that they can offer. Most of them are a bit unique and differentiated. But his model is really not wavered throughout the course of time. And that is a one thing that really has kept him strong, even during some of the downturns towards 2008, 2009, 10.
Right. So tell me why you think it's smart to continue with two brands.
Because of the long-term exposure with CTS in the marketplace, it has a strong brand. The industry knows CTS as being a service provider.
And what's your growth focus for 2018?
Growing within our existing customer base. We have a wide variety of customers with this portfolio that I mentioned to you earlier, and to be able to offer the complete package, so to speak, to our existing customer base will immediately grow our company. That is going to be our primary focus. And then, of course, with CTS and myself coming on board, a really strong emphasis on national accounts.
Mm-hmm. And these vertical sectors that you service, I looked at your website a little bit before the interview, and it looks like you focus on retail and senior living, banking, education, and then I guess a little niche on these commercial kitchens, right?
We do. Historically, as I mentioned, we've been very retail-centric. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the market has changed. There's still a lot of our business today, and by growing within our existing customer base, we can get growth there. But we've branched out in many different areas. Really, any type of company that has multiple locations is our customer focus today.
All right. And what are some of the challenges you face as you try to achieve your goals?
Well, it's interesting what's happening in the industry. Service is key, but those that provide the service, continuously going out and recruiting and making sure that we have quality service providers in local markets, it's somewhat of a dying breed. And this generation that is coming up does not necessarily want to install flooring,
right,
maintain flooring. So we have a very strong effort in making this a profession through certification.
Mm-hmm. So staffing your own organization to be able to service your customer is an issue.
I think long term it is. Mm-hmm. Right now we're in very good shape, but mm-hmm. just projecting for the future, it does concern me a little bit. But our reputation, and I think be able to provide education and some type of certification would be helpful. And StarNet is a big help to us in this area as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you think 18 is going to be a good year in the commercials business?
I do. As long as the economy continues as it is, I think companies, what they're doing, and I know you see this, they're just looking at their space very differently. Mm-hmm. And so they're looking at how they can help improve the bottom line through their facilities. And I really think that we have an opportunity to help them through managing their projects, making them much more efficient and managing their costs. So I do see that 2018 is going to be pretty strong.
Okay, Michael. Well, it's good to visit with you. Again, congratulations on getting this role. Michael Callahan, the new president of CTS Flooring, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.